Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sean, enough with the Creed Christmas parodies or whatever that is. I was okay with Rudolph. That is horrendous.
Would have only found it, wouldn't have found it if it wasn't for TikTok, right?
Okay. Well,
shout out to TikTok.
Remain. That's another reason to ban TikTok, right?
The first time I saw that, I burst out laughing.
No, you did not.
I absolutely
don't
did.
Say that publicly. Please.
Tremendous.
Do not.
You need to watch the video as well. The guy's in like this raincoat. It's hilarious.
No, I do not have the time for
tremendous.
That. I've got to fix my crooked tree.
Right. There's a Netflix movie coming up.
No. No, please, no.
Yeah, there's nothing fixing that tree.
Please, no. News in 20 minutes with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes Would Wiggy Drink It? So news coming up in just a little bit on a Thai Tuesday. Thai Law will join us at 9 on this morning show. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where would you like to start this morning, Sean?
Yeah, Greg, let's start with Bill Belichick. He is your new head coach of the University of North Carolina. He joined the Pat McAfee show, as he does every week. He will continue to do so. And he was asked by Boston Connor about the wins record in the NFL and if that really mattered to him and if that played a factor in his decision-making when it came to choosing to go to the University of North Carolina. Here was Bill Belichick.
You know what, Connor? I never really gave that one a lot of thought. To be completely honest with you, it's not about wins to me. It's about championships, and that's what I want to do. Is I want to win championships. The wins are great, and you got to win games to win championships. I mean, I get that, but to me, it's about championships, and that's really what I'm most proud of. Is not how many games we won. Because it's hard to win in the NFL. I am proud of the games that we won and the teams that won those. But I'm proud of the championships that I was a member of and contributed to. And teams win championships, and I'm proud to be, you know, an 8-time Super Bowl champion, part of 8 teams.
Okay.
I buy it.
Do you?
Yeah,
believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
Greg,
I have an idea.
Like hands down, when it comes down to the championships, like as a head coach,
he's absolutely right. You'd rather have the most championships and the most wins. Greg, if I had an opportunity to talk to Bill, I had this last night. It would have been the most perfect idea. The reason he didn't get an NFL job is because teams were wary of giving him total control. Correct?
Yep. Yes.
So you begin with total control, and then there are stipulations in the contract. Where if you don't get a certain number of wins, you lose control.
Sure.
Thereby, it's win-win. He arrives. If he builds a team that is successful, then he maintains total control over the operation. If the team is not successful and the owner feels like it's going in the wrong direction, he can remove power. Wouldn't that make perfect sense?
Yes. It appears that, and I'm floored by this, that it didn't even get to the discussion point.
Right.
Or the negotiation point.
Right. Owners weren't trying to hear it.
And I don't get, you know, name the team. You know, we started with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. So apparently he's going to stick with Mike McCarthy, which I don't understand for the life of me.
Complete control. Like with him, he doesn't want to give up power. So he wants
to. So Jerry Jones doesn't want anybody that's going to come in there and tell him anything about any players that he ought to draft, that he ought to get free. Okay. So then you look at you know, you look at the Giants, that team is in absolute disarray. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you not want Bill Belichick to come in there for I have no explanation for it other than the control thing, but why, you're right, why didn't they just negotiate it out? Like,
it is so sad. Like, the more you think about it, like, next year against Charlotte or against, you know, UCF. Wake Forest, UCF, you've got Bill Belichick coaching in the stadium that seats 32,000 people with 15,000 people there. It's so weird.
Like, how can Shad Khan not look at Bill Belichick and understand that there is an immediate cause and effect by having him coach your football team?
Well, it's the same way with Arthur Blank. It's too many people in his ear that Arthur Blank might have trust in now, or Shad Khan might have trust in now, where they're like, it's not worth it. He's going to come here. He's going to blow everything up. He's going to bring his own guys in here. We're not going to have no voice. We become second fiddle. It's our organization, or maybe the guy's the president of the organization. And it's like, now Bill's going to bring in his cronies and do everything that he wants to do. So I think that's the thing.
In the Twitch chat, PG, and thank you to those who have watched this show on Twitch all year long and on YouTube. My heart is full because you guys spend time with us every morning watching the show, and I could have never imagined how popular this show has become on Twitch. So thank you, and same with YouTube. But PGM says it's because these billionaire owners think that they know more football than anybody else does.
That's true.
Which is, if that's the case, then mm-hmm. it's unfortunate for them. All because.
Right. But at least we get the locker room dances with Bill after a big win when they beat NC State. You know,
did you watch him, though, when he took the court at the basketball game and they brought out his first recruit?
Yep.
And the O lineman that he got in I saw the transfer that he got from Holy Cross.
Yes.
The center or whatever.
No, this was the quarterback, Bryce. I forget what his last name
was. And when at the end, Bryce talks, and then he goes back to Bill, and he almost goes in for a hug. I wish I had thought to send this to Mitch before I brought it up, but Bill goes in for a handshake. it's going to take a minute for these guys to realize how serious Bill Belichick is.
I mean, his first words were beat Duke. I mean, he's born to be a Tar Heel.
Yeah, that's going to be, and you know what, I guess it's kind of like, a good question for Billy O. It is going to be interesting to see. Here's what you're talking about, the video, Courtney.
Yeah.
But it is going to be interesting to see, like, because, you know, after big wins, they try to get the coach to dance and everything like that. So we'll be... It's cool to see that side of Bill.
It would be peak trolling if after week one, if they win, he gets a Mayo Gatorade bath.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to... He should be able to win right away.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, so...
Because his game plan defensively are going to give a lot of offenses problem. And in college football, you know, they don't, like, do a bunch of crazy stuff on offense because, you know, now it's look to the sidelines and that's how they get to play. So defensively, his game plans are going to be good. And he's in the ACC. I mean, look, we talk about SMU. I talked about Indiana. Indiana went from, what, one win or two wins last year, and they changed their coach, and now they're in the college football playoff.
And Bill O'Brien said it, like, having a school in the ACC where you're not going to get the talent that, like, an Alabama is going to get or these massive, massive schools, but Bill does so well with those types of guys mm-hmm. that are going to claw their way to try to make it to the NFL. I think it's a great fit for him.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, after Sunday's loss to the Cardinals, one of the big questions floating around was, will people lose their jobs? Jonathan Kraft was seen possibly saying the play calling sucks in the box. Well, one person is coming to the defense of Alex Van Pelt. That would be Drake May. He was on with WEEI Afternoons yesterday, was asked about Alex Van Pelt, the criticism of him in the media. Here is how Drake May responded to that.
No, sir. No, I think I try to stay away from your 311. Things like some bad media and people saying some not so nice things is more common when their record's not too great. But I think AVP, what he's done for me this year and what he's done for my development has been huge for me. And I credit AVP and TC and quarterback room for helping me prepare every week, and still taking every week, even with our record every week, like it's a big one for us, and I really respect that, and I appreciate for them really taking a chance on me along with the rest of the other franchise. So there's a lot of things to look forward to, and I've been a big fan of AVP and how he's handled my approach, and we're still shooting. This is only our eighth or ninth game together, so we're still figuring kind of each other out and kind of what how he's calling and how much input he wants me to kind of help him with. So it's been nice trying to find that, and I think we're not far from it.
I mean, he always says the right thing.
Yes, he does. Does a good job of that,
which is great. Even he's willing to put the blame on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Even when his wide receivers are out there putting the blame on him,
right.
Like in the case of this week, I don't think Alex Van Pelt has done a great job with the development. Certainly, if he's been if you want to put that all on him, the development of Drake May, but it's like the defense. I said it to you earlier this morning. I said it to you yesterday. The defense has regressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten worse.
Right.
The offensive game plan certainly on Sunday was meh.
So there's a difference.
I don't see Alex Van Pelt getting better when it comes to play calling and planning. They had 2 weeks to get ready for this game,
mm-hmm.
and they were embarrassing.
Greg, well, see, that's the difference. There's a difference in he's helped me to develop as a quarterback's coach versus a guy who is your play caller where he hasn't been able to excel in that area. So maybe you say, all right, Alex Van Pelt, we're taking the play calling away from you. You could be the quarterback's coach, and you find the new play caller.
Greg, here's where the Patriots are. The roster sucks.
Yep.
And the coaching has been bad. And the coaching has been more bad off the field than on the field. And it goes back to there have been 5 bye weeks since the quarterback left. They're 1-4 after a bye. And their only win was a 10-3 win over Zach Wilson and the Jets. It is the organization needs a total reboot again. And there's no way, as much as we like him, that they bring back Gerard Mayo, fire the coordinators, and pray for rain. They are going to bring in, hopefully, whether it's Vrabel, whether it's Brian Flores, whether it's who knows. But this week, there was a great column by Mark Daniels in Mass Live.
Yes.
Where he cites, I mean, the interview, I got to tell you, for a rock jock, it's really picking up steam here. even Ordway quote tweeted it. I didn't even know he had the internet connection.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But basically Mark Daniels compared Mayo to is Joe Judge with the Giants, where right before the end of the season, Schefter reported that Joe Judge was safe. Then they had a 29-3 loss, and then he had a 12-minute press conference where he lost his ever-loving mind. Then they had he said, we're never going to quit, and then they punted on third down. And he got fired by John Mara.
Yeah.
And we know that, and we know Van Pelt's not safe, especially after this past week. When you got your owner and the owner's son up there basically ripping the offense, there's no way. And then you start to, you say, okay, look at their next 3 games.
They're going to get destroyed on Sunday.
2 against Buffalo, and then the Chargers.
Scheim doesn't think because they're going to lay off, but they're going to put points up. Over and over and over again on this defense.
Am I crazy for thinking the Patriots could backdoor cover this?
You are on drugs.
You are
nuts.
Am I?
I
am on drugs.
Nuts.
That's why I'm curious.
What is it, 13 and a half?
14.
Yeah.
I saw 13 and a half. But
yeah, so, I mean, either way, it's 2 touchdowns.
What's the weather like?
It's going to be 16 degrees.
Okay, what the hell?
Swirling
winds. Sorry,
wins.
Curtis.
Yeah, it's Curtis's job.
Go ahead, Wiggs.
No, because if the weather's bad, maybe
lake effects, though?
Maybe there's a chance they're, they're not able to have as much offense, Buffalo, because the weather's bad, maybe?
Let's see. Ooh, it's going to be really warm. It's going to feel like 16.
All right. No wind, no snow, no rain.
No precipitation at all.
All right.
UV index of 2. So, right. Greg,
see,
you're fine.
I think if you're not even going to think about Mike Vrabel, you're going to miss an opportunity that's going to slip through your hands and be gone. And it's, it's malfeasance if you don't even think about it.
At this point, though, Greg, I don't even know that you'd be able to get him. I think he'd have too many other more enticing opportunities than here.
Right.
Vrabel's a unique guy. Like, it'd be great for the show.
Yeah,
but I don't think, for the same reason that a lot of owners were leery of giving Bill all that power, Vrabel, his presence in the suite a year or two ago after being inducted to the Patriots Hall of Fame is what caused his demise with the Titans. Because they were like, why are you in this box kissing up to the other owner when you don't talk to me?
He also hits the ground running. Like, he knows, he's already done all the other stuff, like the, you know, all the stuff that I think got in the way of, maybe got in the way of Gerard Mayo being able to coach football. You know, whether it's the, whatever Robin Glazer is supposed to be helping him with, whether it's the, you know, overseeing every part of the, you know, the organization and, you know, all that stuff, all that minutia stuff. Mike Vrabel just, he's done it before.
Right, but
he's
is
done
it
at the highest level, and he's done it well.
But like, is there friction with Vrabel and Elliot Wolf? Because Vrabel...
Who cares? Go away, Elliot. Like, who wants
but
Elliot Wolf?
I'm not saying that, right? Because with the Jets, they're talking about bringing in the GM, John Robinson.
Yeah, but he had a feud with John Robinson.
Right, okay. So that's my my point is Vrabel is going to stand he's going to stand 10 toes down when it comes to his beliefs. So if him and the GM are not seeing eye to eye, similar to, like you said, Shine, with John Robinson in Tennessee, that's going to become an issue. So if him and Elliot Wolf are not on the same page,
I mean, somebody wrote yesterday, and I thought it was well said, that it when it comes to who goes, you can't keep both Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo. One of the two of them has to go.
I would go with both.
You would go with both.
There's a problem with that, because then you hire a new GM. Gerard is not the new GM's guy.
Okay. Like, it's unfortunate, Wiggy, but the results, they're getting worse.
So
like,
then make them all go.
They are getting worse. You always bring up Dan Campbell in his first year.
Right.
And at least Dan Campbell went 500 the last six games of the season. Like,
he won three games.
Yeah,
so
what about those are the three games that he won. Like, the team got better. Like,
so what about the first 10 games of the season?
Like, they got better. They didn't get worse.
Stop it. Stop it.
They get worse.
Stop it.
I know
I was here in 2000, Bill's first year. Stop it.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Yeah. So Curtis had mentioned how there was parallels between Mayo and Joe Judge. Well, we can actually hear Adam Schefter's report on the future of Gerard Mayo with the New England Patriots.
The Patriots really want to give Gerard Mayo a chance, and that is the plan, is to stay with him. Now, yesterday was a bad loss. If there are three more bad losses in this league, we see things constantly change in the last month of the season. But I can tell you that going into the month of December, they wanted to give Gerard Mayo more time to grow. The plan was to keep him as their head coach, let him learn on the job, and continue to let him build the organization that he wanted. Now, again, there was one bad loss, and things can change. So we'll see if anything does, but that was not the thinking at all going into the month of December. Going in, it was they're keeping Gerard Mayo.
So then he's saying that the thinking's changed.
There's going to be three bad losses.
Yes. Like, at least one.
I mean, well, at least one?
At least one. Yes, maybe you give a little bit of a fight against the Chargers, and then...
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, maybe luck out and the Bills do end up sitting some guys. Right. I don't think they're going to, because that number one seed is going to be on the line. But
Chargers, you're playing them at home, so maybe.
Okay,
maybe. You know.
I mean, the best week for this football team was week one. That is an indictment on the entire coaching staff. I'm saying the roster.
It's a massive decision that Robert has to figure out. Is he running it back with Gerard and Elliot?
All right, we will take a break. We're going to get to Courtney in today's news next. Apparently, science has finally found the woman with the perfect body. And she resides here in America?
She's Brazilian.
Oh, she's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, we will get to that and the rest of the news next.